good morning, listeners, and welcome to Monday Sports Roundup here on this Monday, the 9th of March. And of course, yesterday was International Women's Day, and all we need to do is say thank you. Well, sports headlines. Herald Sun in Melbourne, I'm very sorry. A shattered Piastri. His heartfelt apology after a horror crash left the hometown hero out of the Aussie Grand Prix. Daily Telegraph in Sydney, it's all about the basketball. With shoves, sledges and secret motivation, the playoffs set to start this Wednesday with the Kings taking on the Perth Wildcats. That should be an absolute blockbuster. And the Courier Mail in Brisbane, NRL, Madge facing toughest test of career after the brutal Broncos start. Big loss on Friday night. Well, listeners, the Winter Paralympics, an Aussie flag bearer, Ben Tudhope, claimed the Aussies' first medal by winning silver in the men's snowboard cross last night, our time. To make his achievement all more incredible, Ben had to recover from a dislocated shoulder suffered during the first heat. So well done, Ben, our first medal winner at the Winter Paralympics. In rugby union, Super Rugby round four, Saturday night, the Queensland Reds defeated the Brumbies 34-31 after the Brumbies led by 11 points with 5 minutes to go. They'll take on New South Wales at Suncorp next Saturday. The Reds are in sixth, New South Wales fifth. In the World Rugby Sevens in Vancouver, the Aussie men will face Fiji for bronze. And the women, well, believe it or not, they're playing New Zealand in the final. And Kawilcha Rugby Union, training for juniors from under-5s to under-18s, boys and girls, has now commenced. So good luck to all coaches, managers, officials and players, parents and everyone else when games get underway. In netball, round one of the 2026 Super Netball next weekend, Queensland Firebirds will take on the Vixens and the Fever will take on the Sunshine Coast Lightning. In cricket, the men's T20 World Cup final yesterday, India defeated New Zealand by 96 runs. A surprise there. No surprise, I should say. India's Jasprit Bumrah took 4 for 15 to help India claim the gold in the T20 World Cup. Just over 100,000 fans. In the Women's Day Night Test match in Perth, we finished in 3 days with Australia winning the match by 10 wickets. Player of the match, Annabelle Sutherland, and Aussies claimed the multi-format series points 12-4. It's also Elisa Healy's last match for Australia after 16 years. Sheffield Shield, or Brisbane's Big Wet, salvaged a draw for Queensland. And now Queensland and South Australia will battle it out to see who will play Victoria in the Shield final. The Sunshine Coast will Kawilcha men's first grade. They're into the finals after finishing third on the ladder. And the women's grand final, A grade yesterday between the Hawks and Caloundra, was abandoned. Wonder why. In basketball, as we said, the NBL semi-start this week, best of three. Kings will take on Perth and Adelaide will take on Southeast Melbourne. In the Division 1 of the Men's Queensland State League, round one on the weekend, Moreton Bay, 78, defeated the Sunshine Coast Phoenix, 74 at Morrow Field. Isaiah Rahe, 21 points. Wasn't that good for the women. Sunshine Coast Falcons had a big win with Maya Vintana scoring 25 points for the Sunshine Coast. Listeners, we'll go to a short break, and after the break, we'll come back and we'll talk more here on Monday Sports Roundup, 101.5 FM. Well, listeners, welcome back to Monday Sports Roundup here on 101.5 FM. In the AFL, the opening round, Friday, the Suns. Well, they had belted Geelong 125-69 with Christian Petrarca. Three goals, absolute fantastic performance. They'll take on West Coast Eagles next Sunday in Perth. Wasn't so good for the reigning champs on Saturday with the Western Bulldogs defeating the Brisbane Lions at the Gabba 111-106 after kicking 7 final quarter goals after trailing by 26 points in the third quarter. The Bulldogs, well done. Charlie Cameron, 4 goals from the Lions, while Marcus Bontempelli, 3 goals for the Western Bulldogs. Lions will take on the Swans next Saturday at the SCG. In golf, well, in the LIV Golf over there in Hong Kong, John Rahm claimed the title with minus 23. Lucas Herbert, best of the Aussies, with minus 14. They're off to Singapore next weekend. And at the Arnold Palmer Invitational for the men's PGA, Aussie Min Woo Lee is tied for 10th at minus 10. Adam Scott, 11th at minus 6. In football and soccer, the round ball game, the English FA Cup. Well, we've got Chelsea denied Hollywood-owned Wrexham. Fairy tale FA Cup win, edging past the second tier team 4-2 in a captivating match to reach the quarterfinals along with 7 other winners. Arsenal, they lead the EPL on 67 points, Man City 60. Men's A-League, the Roar, 8th on 23 points, 3 points out of the top 6. They'll take on Western Sydney Wanderers next Friday at Suncorp. The women, they're 8th, just out of the top six on percentage. They'll take on Wellington next Saturday. And for the Matildas in the Asian Cup, yesterday, 3-3 draw with South Korea. They'll finish second in their pool and now take on either China or North Korea in Perth on the 13th of March in a quarter final. Just over 60,000 fans of that game in Sydney yesterday. In motorsport, well, of course, the Formula One in Melbourne, Oscar Piastri crashed out even before he got to the start line. The Grand Prix was won by George Russell from Mercedes with Andrea Antonelli second and Charles Leclerc third. Next up, Chinese Grand Prix in Shanghai, 15th of March, and WA's Brody Kostecki. He won a chaotic supercars race, headlined by a monster crash that took Brock Feeney out of contention. Next, the doubleheader in New Zealand at Taupo and Christchurch. And listeners, with the obviously the rugby league season, certainly plenty of action occurred in the completion of the round one. But the Cowboys, as we said, they lost over in Las Vegas 28-18 to the Knights. But on Friday night, the Panthers hammered the Broncos at Suncorp 26-0. Reece Walsh's perfect intercept pass for Penrith, Tom Jenkins to score, was probably the highlight of his match. Not really. Sharks defeated the Titans. And then wonderful to see that the Dolphins, they did perform pretty well, but unfortunately went down 40-30 to the Rabbits yesterday in a free-flowing game. This Friday night, the Broncos will take on the Eels. Two teams with losses at Suncorp. Let's see who gets the points there. Queensland Rugby League, round one of the Q Cup. Tweed defeated the Falcons 34-28 on Saturday. And yesterday the Bears defeated the Dolphins 22-12. In the Melmaninga Cup, the Dolphins are second on percentage on the ladder. And the Sunshine Coast Falcons 12th. Plenty of trials happening on the Sunshine Coast Rugby League there. Round one, the A grade, 28th of March, not far away. Listeners, have a great week. Look forward to your company again next Monday. Monday Sports Roundup, 101.5 FM.